I'm Jamie Long, and here's your entertainment roundup on Gateway 97.8. Starting in the soaps, and in EastEnders, Stacey gets a surprise party to celebrate her release from prison, and she is finally reunited with Lily, but Alfie struggles to hide his concern when she asks if they can stay with him and Kat, and when Stacey finds council letters in the kitchen, the reason for Alfie's worry becomes clear, as it shows that they're about to be evicted because of not paying their rent for 6 months. In Curry, and as Peter is rushed into intensive care, Rob secretly hopes it's the end for him. As the Barlows nervously wait for news, Carla sets off on holiday. However, when she hears of the latest turn of events, she does a U-turn and heads for the hospital to visit Peter, where she's shocked that he's willing to take the blame for Tina's murder. Pop legend Cliff Richard protested his innocence and vowed to clear his name over an allegation of a historic sexual assault. The 73-year-old singer posted an emotional thank you to fans on Facebook this week, saying he was okay and pledging to fight claims that he sexually assaulted a boy in the 1980s. The wedding was one of show business's best kept secrets, but luckily the mystery behind the gown has been revealed. After news broke that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie had secretly married, we waited patiently to see if pictures of the wedding dress would be released. Now, not only have the photos been printed in magazines, but the official sketch by Donatella Versace has also been made public. But there was an added, unexpected and sentimental twist courtesy of the couple's 6 children, as they were able to doodle pictures on her very expensive dress. That was a brave move. It was a night of pure glamour at the GQ Awards this year. Kim Kardashian wore her most revealing dress to date. And if that wasn't enough, Rita Ora then arrived in a striking glittery gown, whilst Nicole Scherzinger showed off her model figure in a pretty pink dress. In fact, we were so distracted by the celeb attendees, we almost forgot that there was an actual award ceremony going on. But some of the winners included John Bishop for Best Comedian, Lewis Hamilton for Best Sportsman, Benedict Cumberbatch for Best Actor, and if you pardon the pardon, Pharrell Williams was rather happy as he won Best Solo Artist. And finally, the Big Top 40 chart, and Robin Scholes and Lily Woods have lost the top spot this week, dropping down a place and coming in at number 2 with Prayer in C. So with Robin S and Lily Wood down to 2 with Prayer in C, it means we have a brand new number 1 to start off the month of September, and it's a new entry from Duke Dumont, and it's called Won't Look Back. So well done to Duke Dumont for becoming this week's brand new number 1 with Won't Look Back. That's all from me for this week. To listen again, take a visit to gateway978.com. I'll be back next week with your entertainment roundup.